USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has done the unthinkable, left Americans behind in a war zone. As the last American troops flew out of the Kabul airport, the Taliban, in brand new American uniforms, with brand new machine guns and brand new equipment, took over the Kabul airport. The damage from Hurricane Ida still has roughly 1 million people without power. With the sweltering temperatures, this only adds to the natural disaster. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on NBC News.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Federal Trade Commission is going after Big Oil. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to crack down on gasoline price manipulation and unlawful mergers among big oil companies. FTC Chair Lina Khan telling the White House they will investigate abuses in the franchise market for retail fuel stations. Going forward, the FTC will challenge mergers where dominant players in the industry are buying family-run businesses. Khan adding they will reimpose prior approval requirements and probe practices related to fuel stations that are franchised. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The governors of California and Nevada declared states of emergency Monday as the fast-moving Caldor fire prompted officials to tell everyone in the city of South Lake Tahoe to evacuate. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in Alpine, Amador, and Placer counties. The Caldor fire has consumed 186,000 plus acres. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Upwards of 1 million people are without power from the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. With sweltering heat in the region, this is a major concern. The Louisiana governor says he expects the death toll to climb over the next few days. American determination to get the job done is what makes this country great. Ethan Forhetz from the Convoy of Hope is bringing help. He tells Fox News they will support relief efforts for as long as it takes.
We've been doing this for the last, 18 plus years. Disaster is one of the things the Convoy of Hope specializes in. We have experts. I remember last week when I was in the disaster area at Convoy of Hope, and our people were looking at this storm saying, this is going to be a major storm. We planned a major response, and that's why we're here with 19 very large vehicles and supplies the people need. Immediately following a disaster, people need the very basics to survive. Sustainability, life sustainability is what it's about. So what we're here with is food, water, and we're here with emergency supplies that people need, some medical supplies, hygiene kits that people just need to get by today, to get to tomorrow. And we also offer the hope that tomorrow is going to be a better day than today. They just need to get through today, which for a lot of people could be the worst day of their life, or maybe the second worst day of their life after they just lost their house or entire work life yesterday.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.